All right. Before we go further, I just want to go over one point. I want to just review something I was discussing with Gil this morning, with Hetera Bola versus Yisura Bola. I just want to see if we can clarify the point a little bit. In other words, in terms of the question of the Gemara saying, by Kudshim, right, if you use the Shvud, when they use the shvud for kadshim in the mikdash, so the problem is nosar the next day in the tam and the shvud. But Rav Ashi held that all you need is hagala. Why? Because he says since it was used beheter, you only need a hagala on the shvud. If it was used be'isser, you'd need livun. But since it was used be'heter, it only requires hagala. So, but what sense does that make, right? What sense does that make? Like the Gemara said earlier, very nice, it was used be'heter, but now it's poled isser, right? So the Rav Ashi said that it's there's no isser be'en right now. So the Ramban learned that it's dafka din by kachim and nosar, and the Ravid held it would also apply to chametz, right? Okay, so we were just working on that problem. So what did the Ramban say basically again? He says that kachim to nosar is a new chalos shame, and the chalos shame is only roy to be chal on the tam gadol in the kli, not just the tam kolish that's left over from the hagala. It's only roy to be chal on the tam gadol that would come out through hagala. So therefore, if you even though you leave it over till tomorrow, and it becomes nosar, and you're only doing hagala, it's fine. Why? Because even though you're not getting out all the tam through hagala, because it was used ala eish, and only libun will get it all the time but you're getting out all the time. That's the tam gadol, which is the very same time that the nosa was chalon, right? This is even after nosar. This is even after nosar is chal, but it's only chal on the tam gadol in the kli. Okay. But the Ramban says that won't work by chametz, because chametz is there's no new chalos shame of chametz. Chametz is the same chametz before and after. Okay, but I want to define. I want to see if we can define this issue a little bit more precisely, because we all agree that if the shvud was used with chazer, right, then you don't say that the tam kolish that's in there is nothing. So the tam kolish that's in there is definitely a tam. So what does it mean that it's not roy for noser to be chal on that tam kolish? It's only roy on the tam gomer. Okay. So really, let's see if we can define a little more precisely the tam kolish itself. Let's see if we can define that a little more precisely. How would we define that tam kolish itself? What is it? Is it a tam? Is it not a tam? What is it? Yeah. No. So what do you say? So no, let's say like this. What is nosar chalon? That's what we have to understand. What is nosar chalon? I mean, is it chalon the shame kudshim? And I can ask the Ravid, we'll ask the same question on the Ramban. What is nosar chalon? Is it chalon anything that has the shame kudshim? So does that tam inside there have any shame, have shame kachem or not? And it's hard to say it doesn't have the shame kachem at all. I mean, it's tam kachem. So what is nosar chalon? So you have to say, or it would seem you could say that nosar is chal not just on the shame kachem, on something that has an identity of kachim, but it has to have the identity of achilas kachim. Nosar is chal on achilas kachim. Okay, for instance, it's not chal on the bones that are hard. It's only chal on the bones that are edible, the soft bones, not on the hard bones. So therefore, we can say like this. We can say the tam that's kolish in the kli does have a shame of kadosh. I'm not going to say it's doesn't disappear. Doesn't cease to exist when it's tam kolish. Still is a derivative of the kadoshim. But since it can't be a nosein tam to something else, it effectively doesn't exist b'toras achilas kadoshim. In other words, what's going to make the tam part of an achilas kadoshim? The fact that it can be a nosein tam into something else. The fact that it can in the kli, nobody can eat the kli. Right? The kli is not edible. So the only quality that the tam has of achilas kadoshim is in terms of that it can be transferred and partake and actually exist as an achilas kadoshim through the bishul. So if I would take a food, if I would take lifton, I would take vegetables, or whatever it is, I'd take something and I'd cook it on that shvud, whatever's roy to come out to give a tam to my food, that memela is the entity in the kli of achilas kadoshim. You understand, Gil? So that's what nosar is chal on. Nosar will only be chal on that which has the identity of achilas kadoshim, not just the shame kadoshim itself. But if I had a chazer, and I cooked the chazer on the spit, so all of the tam that's in there, even the tam kolosh that's in there, is usser because it has the shame chazer. Now, there's a difference between, you have to understand this chilek. There's a difference between saying that the tam kolosh you have to look at from two different angles, okay? From the question of, is it still a tam? Is it still a tam? Yes, it still is a tam. Because it's a derivative of the basar. It did come from the basar. And when it came in with all of its qualities of tam. Right? It's just like a tam. It's sort of like a tam that's put into a situation where it's ineffective. It can't affect other things. Well, that doesn't make it cease. It doesn't cease to be a small entity of chazer. So when we want to know, does it lose its identity of chazer? No, it doesn't, because that's on its own, as a derivative of the thing. It still exists, but is it capable of affecting another ochel? No. So therefore, when it's isura bola, if you use the shvud be'isser, like chazer, so you're not going to say there's no tam. If you do hagala, you're not going to say there's no tam chazer left in there. And memela, every time you do the bishul, it would be like the Rishonim say, it would be basically being mevatel nesil chachila, because you'd be causing a little bit of tam to come out. That can't have an effect. That would be a bitul l'chatchila. But in terms of a chalos shame, a new chalos shame that's chal on an entity of achila, you can't call the tam kolosh an entity of achilas kadoshim anymore. So therefore, you have to look at it. Are we looking at, is it a remnant of something? Yes, it is a remnant of something. It doesn't cease to exist because it's kolosh. Okay? But is it roy for a chalos shame of achila on its own? That's only if it can be in the realm, if we can consider it now effectively part of the realm of achila. That has to do with its capabilities right now. So if it's impossible for it to become part of an achila through existing as a tam in something else, then it's sort of like a neutralized. It's like neutralized in the realm of. It's not nitvas in the realm of achila. Okay, it's like something that's trapped and doesn't have the qualities of achila anymore. So it would seem to be that that's the question by the chalos isser of chametz also. The Ramban is learning that that the Ramban is learning what? That chametz is just a shame. That there's no new shame chametz. So anything that has the identity of chametz, whatever has the shame chametz, is memela also on Pesach. And therefore, he calls it Isura Bala. In other words, when it went into the Kli, it went in with the Shem Chametz. It's not like Nosar, that needs a new Chalos Shem. It has the Shem of Chametz before Yantav too. It's considered Chametz. But the Ravid is interesting. The Ravid seems to hold, like we were saying before, I just wanted to clean it up a little bit. Ravid is saying also that there's a Chalos of Isser Achilas Chametz on Yantav. That chalos of Isser Achila is only chal on a Cheftz of Achila.
Oh, I thought that was...
I would have to think about that. I mean, the exact definition between the exact chilik and the Ramban and the Ravid is hard. It's hard to get the exact precise chilik. But it does seem to be that's the basic question of here. By chametz, you have a situation where there's no new chalos shame. That's the Ramban's argument. There's no new chalos shame. There's no new chal Hashem. Nosar is a new chal Hashem. Basar b'chalav is a new chal Hashem. But chametz is not a new chal Hashem.
It's like
in the identity of the thing itself? It's the thing itself. It's just certain times there are halachas that relate to chametz, and certain times there are not halachas that relate to chametz. But the Ravid says that itself is a chalos din of Isser. The chalos din on the cheftza of chametz of Isser is only tofes those things which are in the realm of achilas chametz, which are in the realm of achila. Like I was telling Gil, like if you had something, Gemara says, if you took an isa and you were kovei it as a kisa and you were toch ponea betit, it's not chayev in the beer. Why? It's dough. Because it's mufka from achila. You were mafkia it from achilas adam. So something that you're mafkia from achilas adam, chametz is chal, the iser chametz is chal on that which has the shame of has to have the shame of ochel. If it's mufka from ochel, it's not. But once it has the shame of achila in the once yontif starts and it does have the shame of achila, that's a different story right now. It's chayav in biur. Now it's chayav in biur, has different halachas apply. You can't simply reduce it to not being royal achila. It has a separate chi of biur. But anyway, I just wanted to clarify that the main idea is to view the proper view of what the nuksha is, of what the nuksha in the kli is. It doesn't cease to be of the source. Doesn't cease to exist. It still is something that's derived from the. It is still a blia of the original thing. But when you have to, when in terms of being roy for a chalos shame, that is totally on the din achila shebo, it's not roy. It's very tied in with the ideas we were doing earlier with the Reb Chaim about Tam. That things don't exist. Tam only exists b'toras achila, right? Like a tam lefgam. That's why he says a tam lefgam of basa b'cholav will be mutter. Even though basa b'cholav is aser even shlo kedera chana, because it simply won't exist. It doesn't exist as a tam if it's not b'toras achila. Okay. Right, I mean that's the Ritva's argument that since chametz is not batal even b'mashu, so it shouldn't be talay. The shame iser shouldn't be talay on its on the tam in terms of achila. It should just be talay on the shame, because that's what mashu means. Mashu means the shame itself is aser, even if it's not existing b'toras achila in the taros. Therefore, he holds. Even if, even in the theory of treating it like Isura Hetera Bola, it won't work over here. Because Hetera Bola just means that a chalos of Achila won't be chal. A chalos Isra of Achila won't be chal. But since by Chametz, it's Asr even B'mashu, it means to say that the Isra is even just from the existence of the Shem in Yotar, just the Shem Chametz in Yotar of us. Not even if it's not b'toras achila. Of course, there's a serious problem with that argument of the Ritva. What's the problem? There's a serious problem with that argument of the Ritva. Everybody is accustomed to buying things before Yontif. Why? Why do people buy things before Yontif? Because there'll be a bittel, even though we say chametz is not bittel, but even though we don't say bittel b'shishim on Yontif, before Yontif we say bittel b'shishim. So you see, so how does that work? According to the Ritva, it's chametz before, it's chametz after. How can we allow bittel b'shishim before? We don't allow bittel b'shishim on. If it's really, we don't treat it the same all year long. We don't really treat it the same all year long. Assuming the Ritva did not hold from Chozer Veneer, that's the question, right?
I'm going to assume that he would allow you to buy stuff early and say that's
right. The reason why we do is because we don't say Chozer Veneer. We don't say that when Yontif comes, it reawakens. I mean, maybe the Ritva holds that way. That would solve the problem. See, I don't think that's a kasha anyway, because there definitely is a difference on chametz before Pesach and chametz after Pesach. What's the difference? There's one major difference. Now, once Pesach starts, there is a chiyuv biur on the thing.
Oh, but there's no biur on the kli.
And there's a chumras iser kares. So we'll say that once Yontif starts, that which has the Isser Kares, because of the presence of the Chomer Isser of Kares and the Chi of Beer that's on it, we won't allow any Bittel to be affected. But those two things don't exist beforehand. That's a separate inyan by Chametz. It's a question of treating it in terms of dealing with the Chomer Isser. But anyway, let's not get too far afield. That's all I wanted to add over here about the Heterabala versus Yerubala. All right. Okay, so let's start the next inyan.